Frightening Ouija Board Experience, a true story sent in by Amber Rivers. I was just 10 years old when I woke up to a beautiful Monday morning in Orange City, Florida. I, of course, took a shower, then ate breakfast, and took a dip in the backyard pool. I had so much fun that day. My foster brother soon followed. He, too, took a dive in the pool to wake up. We talked about how much we wanted to go see his aunt. So we got out of the pool and dried off, then went back into the house. We approached my foster parents and asked if we could go to see foster Aunt Linda. They said yes, and I was as happy as a lark. So we went and got ready. 2 hours later, we went to Aunt Linda's house. They decided to have a cookout, so we stayed the whole day. The food was amazing, to say the least. Later on that night, me and foster brother found an Ouija board and took it out, then began to play with it. We each took turns moving the game piece around. I spelled out the word evil. I thought to myself, how wicked. Then it was my foster brother's turn. He, too, spelled out a creepy word. He got devil. Well, after playing the game, our foster parents said it was time to go home. When we got home, it was a normal night. I showered, watched TV, and my foster brother played with my Nintendo. 30 minutes later, I went to bed. If I remember, at around 8 p.m. Later on that night, I felt a cold chill go through my body, waking me up. As soon as I woke up, there I saw it, Satan himself. It rendered me silent. I couldn't scream. I couldn't talk. I felt like it had a hold of my soul. I couldn't even move. Then its ugly hand, that looked like a mangled up mess of veins, reached out and covered my face. I was in a fright. I couldn't think right. It finally left, leaving me in a deeper shock. I was then able to scream. My foster parents came into my room asking what was wrong. I explained it, the game, Satan. They said it would be okay now and then helped me feel safe, then placed a Bible in my room with a few crosses. Let's say the devil never returned to my room. This is Spooky Boo. If you've enjoyed that story, please give it a like and a comment below. I'd love to know if you had a similar experience. Also, you can send in your own stories to scarystoriesonvideo@gmail.com. I would love to tell the world for you.